When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeart Radio app.
On the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, you go to the iHeart app for the podcast, John and Ken on Demand, and you can hear what you missed.
Tomorrow, we're going to play Moistline Calls. If you'd still like a shot at being a part of that, leave a message in the iHeart Radio app, the microphone icon, or call this toll-free number waiting for you, 1-877-MOIST. 86.
We are going to talk now with David Canepa. He is, I think I'm pronouncing that right, a Democratic County Supervisor from San Mateo, and he has become one of the first Democrats to come out against Prop 47,
he did support in 2014. That was the year Prop 47 was passed, and of course, it made retail thefts under $950 a misdemeanor instead of a felony. It also did damage in the area of drug use, too, taking away a weapon that you could use to get people into rehab. But by reducing many drug counts to misdemeanors, that also takes away that needed hedge you have there.
You know, a good share of the blame for all the drug addicts dying in the streets and the thefts, shoplifting, the smash and grabs lead back to Prop 47, which we were flat out lied to.
It was co-written by then San Francisco DA George Gascon.
Well, let's get David Canepa on and talk to him about this. David.
Wish I had a Back to the Future machine. I did not foresee this happening the way it did. It's astonishing. You know, as you mentioned, I'm a Democrat. One of the things that we thought when this first came out was that, you know, when it came to lower level offenders, that rather than incarcerating them and putting them in a prison, you know, there's a way in which they could, you know, they can go to alternative programs. But what's happened now is just, it's out of control. Enough is enough. We have shopping malls, shopping centers. People have really sort of made it their mission, their charge to go into these places and really just ransack these places, take the goods, take all the wares. And what do they end up doing? They end up selling it online. Some of it may go to swap meets. I think we as Democrats really have to really reassess kind of where we're at and really understand clearly that what the intention of Prop 47 was 7 years ago, it's not working. We need to acknowledge that it's not working, and we need to fix this problem. And that is critical. Not not all things work. Not all the ideas work, but we need to, as a party, acknowledge that we need to go in a different direction. And I think that is my hope in making sure that we're really able to rescind this broken policy.
Do you have a significant number of other converts in your party?
Well, right now, I don't think so. But I do think after we made this announcement, there are other supervisors in the Bay Area that are willing to kind of take this on. And they're willing to take it on is because just like whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Green, whatever party you are, we can see in the news nationwide throughout the state of California, throughout the Bay Area, that this is a problem and it needs to be fixed. And so we have to get some adults in the room. We have to figure this out. We got to maybe look at bipartisanship, right? And figuring out where we're going to land. And so what we're going to do is to make sure that our elected officials, especially at the state level, they look at how they can fix this problem, whether it's classifying it as a felony, whether it's looking at lowering the threshold from $950 to $400. We can't continue to go on like this. It's not working. It's affecting people's lives. We have a responsibility to take care of the collective good. And the issue is that there are people out there that are taking advantage of this law to benefit themselves by taking tens of thousands of dollars in my district in San Mateo County, raiding a Lego store, which when you think about it, it's pretty amazing.
That's sad.
Pretty amazing. And you know, the bottom line is they're not raiding the Lego store to build a castle. They're profiting. They're profiting to the tune of thousands and thousands of dollars in an organized ring. And so we can't make this a Democrat, Republican issue. This is, to me now, a quality of life issue. And so that's what we got to focus on. I'm telling you, you know, when I talk to people in my district, when I talk to people in San Francisco, when I talk to others, people are fed up. They're asking for help. And so we're going to try to help create a task force. That's great. But we're really going to work with our state legislators to overturn this. And I think I'm confident that you're going to see more Democrats jump on board and, we got to make our community safe. That's a big charge as elected officials. What are we doing to make our communities safer? And that's not a partisan issue. That's just a life issue.
Right. Now, Have you spoken to your assembly and state senate members there in your county to see what they can do in Sacramento?
So we're doing a big push. So I have some meetings set up next week. We're also codifying a letter that we're going to send out. We're fortunate. We have assembly members and senators, five of them. But I and others, we're not letting up on this issue. And as, you know, as Tip O'Neill once said, all politics is local, right? And so we're going to try to push this. And I'm not, and others, we're not giving up on this. And it's got to happen, and it's got to happen soon. If we do nothing, we continue to be in this spiral of going downward. And if you notice, there aren't people who are against, there may be some, but not many who are against what I'm proposing. They understand that it's common sense to make sure that when they shop or when they're out, that their family or families and friends, and I have a six-year-old, that they're safe. But what we're doing now is not working. And sometimes when you make mistakes policy-wise, my experience is You got to acknowledge it. And once we acknowledge that there was a mistake done, we can move forward to change that mistake.
It has been extremely rare for anybody in politics to come on and say what you've just said over the last few minutes. I can't remember the last time that's
not
happened.
A Democrat anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm fed up. I'll be honest.
I mean, you were a supporter. What did you think Prop 47 was going to do when you supported it in 2014?
Look, what I thought it was going to do. Right. Good question. I thought, look, you know, you have folks who, you know, are on the fringe. Hey, you know, they committed these crimes, but hey, we can give them second chances and we can give them third chances. But here's the problem. The problem I've learned through empathy and compassion, and the problem is there are people who take advantage of the law. So when you go into a Nordstrom's, right, you take everything, right? You steal everything. The security guard looks at you and can't do anything, gives you a little wave, have a good day, sir, right? And then they're able to go out with no sort of consequence, right? It's, you know, the police in some cities, right? They can't chase them, right? Because it's not a violent crime. So there's all sorts of things while people are getting robbed blindly. And what we always forget, employees. How about the employee who's probably not making the greatest wage? What do they do when their Walgreens or their Nordstrom's or their, you know, small to medium-sized business close because of all these losses? Now they're on the street, not because of their productivity at work, but they're on the street because the businesses say, we don't want to do business because there are no profits. The one thing that sort of kind of, you know, upset me as well is when I go to a Safeway, why do I have to press a bell to get my toothpaste? That's not normal.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
No, I hate that. I turn around and I walk out when I run into one of those. I'm not going to stand because they never come with the toothpaste or with the key to open the toothpaste the toothpaste shelf there. It is unbearable. It's absolutely unbearable living like this, and it's the only thing everyone is talking about all day.
Well, we're going to be watching you and see what you're doing there, David. Thanks for talking to us, and keep our producer up to date with what you're trying to pull there in your county.
And if you need our help, just let us know, all right?
We're not going to give up. Our office and others, we're not giving up on this issue. We're going to make sure that we get something done or push the legislators to do it. Enough is enough.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. That is David Canepa, a San Mateo County Supervisor. That's the Bay Area. That's a Democrat. He's had it with Prop 47 and all the shoplifting. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
John and Ken show on KFI. We were just talking to a Bay Area supervisor, a county supervisor by the name of David Canepa. And he's supporting changes to Proposition 47. And he thinks this is going to start a groundswell because he's a Democrat. And, quote, enough is enough. It's only been around 9 years, and it's been a problem for almost all of those 9 years. I remember we were screaming about this, mostly with the drug part of it. But the shoplifting thing has taken off in the last few years. So.
You know, and I'm sure some of you out there listen to the interview, and we just let him talk, right? And you wanted us to start screaming at him and saying, what the F were you thinking? What did you think was going to happen? How come this didn't occur to you right away?
Well, because it was the Safe Neighborhoods Act, right?
But what my philosophy has always been, I embrace converts. If somebody's actually converted to they found the light, they came in from the dark side, then you welcome them with open arms and say, come, I will take you in my arms.
That's good psychological tactic.
Because for 9 years.
Doesn't matter how much you've made life ugly. If you've come to the bright side,
I will
just embrace you.
Because I
did ask him that question. I was milder about it than you would have been. Why did you support this in 2014?
No, that's a legitimate question. But I know there's people who wished we would have beaten him to a bloody pulp.
Throwing him in the dumpster.
And the thing is, the Democrats have such a huge majority. I mean, in the Senate, it's 32-8. All right? They have a huge majority that unless there are converts from the Democratic Party in Sacramento, nothing is going to change. Now, he's the first convert that I'm aware of in the legislature. So he has to be celebrated.
But he's a county supervisor.
He's a county supervisor, yeah, and he wants to get the legislature.
Yeah, he's not together. In the legislature in right. Sacramento. That's where we have to go. But, oh, and that damn public safety committee.
I know.
I mean, this was a proposition, which means I guess they could amend it in the legislature. I'm not sure how it would work. They have to put something on the ballot. Maybe both.
Whatever the process is, but he can start the process now. I'm hoping that, you know, he's got friends. He made perfect sense. I mean, he said the way he presented himself in the first segment is exactly the way I would have laid out the case.
Right.
I mean, this is not, he's right. This is not something that's a partisan issue. This is just common sense. It's like, we can't live this way. We don't want to live this way. We can fix this. We know how to fix this because we used to live up until 2014 by punishing people for crimes. And so you didn't have, but because if you, anybody who had even one child knows how it works. If there are no consequences, the bad
behavior will continue.
Is right. Unlimited. It's unlimited right. Bad behavior without
and
consequences.
The worst part is we're getting to the point, and I keep using this word, we're normalizing this.
Yeah.
I'm starting to become numb to smash and grab stories.
Yeah,
because it's just so common now. Every day, another smash and grab. You know, a good parallel here that maybe, and again, maybe I'm being the optimist like you just were a moment ago, things could be turning, and we're watching this story. Please listen to the show tomorrow, if not live, then on the podcast, because we're watching this bill in Sacramento, which is going to make sex traffickers of minors subject to a serious felony offense, which could mean a strike on their record. Believe it or not, the Public Safety Committee in the Assembly in Sacramento, a bunch of them said, nah, not going to do that. But public pressure led to a turnaround. They let the bill sort of get through, and now it's sitting in an Appropriations Committee where it's going to be voted on tomorrow and then voted on the full Assembly floor. Almost all the Democrats are saying they're in support of it. So I'm seeing that. I'm seeing this guy come on the air about Prop 47. Maybe we're at a point where the tide can start to turn back to some sense of criminal justice normalcy in the state. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too...
We have to keep pushing for it. You know, so if we have two little breaks here, we've got to build on the momentum here.
Yeah, because if that bill doesn't get past the Appropriations Committee tomorrow, the John and Ken show is raising hell. We promise that.
No, it's going to be
State
war.
Senator Shannon Grove is behind it. She was on our show yesterday. She's a Republican from Bakersfield. But she's had a long, tough road to get this bill where it is. And it's right on the edge of being passed.
How can you be a politician in favor of perverts selling little children for sex?
How can you not call that a serious crime? And the word serious is important because that leads to the bigger penalties.
The three strikes.
Right. How could you? So if it's not serious, what is it? Well, it's mild. It's a moderate crime.
Just, they don't want people in prison. They play with the language.
When we come back, well, a story we covered in 2015 has come back around. Remember the gas leak at Aliso Canyon in Porter Ranch? We went there, remember? We actually did a show there.
Oh, I remember sitting next to the... formerly incarcerated
Mitch Englander.
Mitch Englander, yes.
But he was the councilman for that.
Yes, I sat next to that convicted felon.
They want to increase the capacity, pump in even more gas into those gas fields. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app for John again on demand, the podcast.
Well, in October of 2015, not long after that, the John and Ken show made its way and did a live show from Porter Ranch. Why? Because the Aliso Canyon gas facility was the site of the largest natural gas leak in U.S. history that year. A toxic mix of chemicals was leaked into the San Fernando Valley for 4 months. Before the leak was capped, 10,000 people had to evacuate. At the time, we heard from everybody who lived in the neighborhood that said, we knew this was going to be a problem. They need to shut this storage facility down. Well, fast forward to the year 2023, and it's opposite land. The California Public Utilities Commission is going to vote, and it says today, on actually increasing the capacity of the gas fields from 41 billion cubic feet to 69 billion cubic feet, the highest limit allowed there. How did we get here? Well, that takes us to another story. Politico titled it, Gavin Newsom embraces dirty energy in a bid to stave off blackouts.
Boy, not too slanted and biased, huh, that headline?
Embraces
dirty energy. Yeah, like natural gas.
The California governor is focused on keeping the lights on, even if it means reversing pledges to eliminate dirty and risky power sources.
Wait,
it's a story by Wes, what's his name, Venticher?
Does Wes Weasel think that we should go without power and have statewide blackouts? When Newsom made those promises, he was nuts. Those are stupid promises. He ought to break all those vows that he made to only invest in clean energy.
Well,
screw
he's
that.
Not going to let us buy a gas-powered car, a new one anyway, after 2035. This just seems phony of him to turn around and increase natural gas capacity at a place that's leaking.
He is a phony. He doesn't believe
it. Because he knows if he's running for president that blackouts are really going to look bad. Well, that's third world stuff.
Because
he'll look like an idiot.
We can't live that way. And nobody wants to live that way. Right. And the best thing the public ever did was run Gray Davis's ass out of Sacramento 20 years ago when he botched up the electricity situation and we started getting blackouts. And then he got kicked out. And the power of that, 20 years later, Newsom is scrambling around like crazy now. He's expanding natural gas. He's expanding.
He's keeping those plants open. There's a couple of natural gas plants along the coast that were scheduled to be closed. They're staying open now even longer.
The nuclear plant was going to close. That's going to stay
open
for years.
Right.
Because the idiot realized that this wind and solar energy nonsense was wildly overhyped. And it's not going to meet all our energy needs, and not anytime soon. And it's much more expensive than natural gas.
Right.
Natural gas is about as clean as you can get for a fossil fuel. And the same people were promoting natural gas, and now they're demonizing it because they become so fanatical. Nothing is clean enough for them. And so they...
So we go back. Jerry Brown was governor at the time this happened. He directed the agency that's responsible for this to close it down by 2027. And then Newsom came along, and he said when he took office in 2019, he backed closing it. Now we're in a situation where they're actually going to pump even more gas into the gas field. Shows you just how much he's had to turn, pivot, as they call it, because he could be facing a problem since they think renewables is going to be able to hold up the grid here. It's not going to.
No, it's not. It's impossible. It's impossible for wind and solar to power California anytime soon. Just impossible. He wants to be president. He can't be president if we have massive blackouts.
Why he pivoted.
What is Gray Davis? What's been Gray Davis's job the last 20 years? He couldn't get a job washing dishes at a restaurant.
He comes up in a news article every now and then to talk about recalls.
That's right.
He's the recall expert.
He's a joke. He became a national joke for the rest of his life.
Oh, so you're saying that Newsom doesn't want to turn into Davis.
Not only that, he wants to be president. He wants everything he does now is about becoming president. That's why he's suddenly interested in cleaning up San Francisco. He was the one who drove it into the toilet to begin with.
Yes.
Now he's bitching that, oh, it's like I'm mayor of San Francisco again. Yeah, because you helped ruin the city, and the people who followed you made it even worse. And yeah, so, you can't go without natural gas or nuclear. Otherwise, we have blackouts, and you're going to end up in Gray Davis land.
And remember what we learned about this story. Of course, the gas fields at Aliso Canyon are run by SoCalGas. They're owned by Sempra. Sempra, of course, had Jerry Brown's sister on the board.
Yes.
We talked so much about how Jerry Brown didn't make such a big deal. Mr. Climate Change guy, Mr. Apocalypse Desk. And all this methane was spewing into the air for months, and he barely said anything about it. Eventually he did say, oh, maybe we ought to close the site.
But he's another phony. He knows what happened to Gray Davis. They all witnessed it in front of their eyes.
Right.
Davis self-destructed.
You tell everybody you're in favor of renewables, but behind the scenes, when you know that ain't going to work, you make sure there's enough to keep the power on. And if that means dirty energy, so be it.
Yeah, because normal people don't consider it dirty energy. They consider it energy. They consider it electricity. It's like, oh, you mean that phenomenon that allows me to live a comfortable life? Yeah, I like that.
So what do you say to the people in Porter Ranch, though? I guess they ought to move.
Well, by now they should have moved. I mean,
Nervous about this.
Well, I mean, it's been, what, 8 years?
Yes, it was 2015.
Okay.
Almost 8 years. It was October, I think, of 2015.
All right. It's like somebody who's been hit by a hurricane three times. I mean,
no.
You know,
well, I think they had faith that it was going to close. That's what the politicians were telling them. Of course, politicians lie.
Do not have faith in politicians. Have only contempt. Do not worship politicians. They're not your daddies. They're not your saviors. Do not trust them. Do not believe in them.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, I mean, they're lying, stinking bastards, okay? Have nothing but contempt. You'll be happier.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'd stay with us. We're going to be talking next hour to the mayor of El Cajon, who agrees with us there really is a homeless industrial complex, and they can do nothing but keep this problem going because that's how they make money. They're paid salaries. That'll come up after the news at 3 o'clock. All right, I'll try to say this in German accent. We still have 2 to 3 years in which we can divert from the path of fossil fuel-led annihilation. Who would that be? Well,
Al Gore.
We've talked about these people from time to time. They're blocking traffic, largely doing this in Germany and in England. I think they tried it, though, John. People are going to Burning Man. Did you hear about
this
story?
Yes, they did.
They blocked like a highway that was backed up traffic.
Did you see the video of the sheriff's deputies?
They drove right through it or something.
Drove right through their barricade.
Yeah, they put up some, I don't know whether it was a wagon or something they put across the road. I forget what it was.
Yeah, but, and then, you know what?
And the cops drove right through it, right?
And then the sheriff's deputies jumped out of their Jeep with guns drawn. Big, right. Long rifles ready to blow these stupid climate activists away and then charge them with illegal activity on tribal lands.
Yeah,
which
people
I thought
got
was
stuck perfect. Trying to get to Burning Man. Can you imagine
how
angry they were? Well, I don't know. Is it Burning Man supposed to be using cool people?
I don't know what that is. I've never understood it.
It's a music festival.
Yeah, but it's
there's displays and rituals and things that go
on. People running around naked.
Yes, you have to live off of bartering with people.
Have you gone up there?
No, I just know people that have.
Bartering?
Bartering. Do you
trade sex for stuff?
Sure, probably.
Yeah.
There's plenty of naked people out there, I bet.
Nobody told me that.
Yeah, we always thought about it as a bunch of naked men running around the desert. Right, so we had this audio from a video that was posted. A car refused to pause while protesters in Munich, Germany, were blocking the street. And again, that line I read, they want us to understand we're on our way to fossil fuel-led annihilation. Here's the audio.
By the car.
Ah! Listen.
Yeah.
They wear these orange vests.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it hurts when you get dragged by a car, doesn't it?
Sounds like
it?
The woman's being dragged by the hair.
Stupid.
They wear these orange vests, and they're told to be peaceful, that even if you confront them or yell at them, they're not supposed to do anything. But, you know, and they're supposed to make their body play dead, so you have to drag them off the road.
And this... Yeah,
in this case, this car just kind of moved them forward. You can see in the video, there are two people on the hood of the car trying to stop it, and the person is still going. I guess their feet get lifted off the ground.
Yeah.
They sound a little bit in distress. Did you see the mayor of London pulled back a little bit on his plan to make people pay more if they have an older car that enters these zones in London? Yeah, he pulled back a bit on the charge, how much money you have to pay to do this, because the blowback was intense. And we told you the other day, some people were vandalizing these cameras that pick up whether or not you're driving an older car when you enter one of these zones.
This is what'll work. You drag the climate protesters when they jump on your car. You just drag them right
by the hair or however you have to get them out of there.
Pull them by the hair, you know, start destroying the cameras that are going to be leading to excess driving charges. You just this is how you've got a revolt, because they won't listen to the normal people. They're voting against our wishes. They're trying to ruin our life and make everything difficult. They're trying to cost us too much money. So, all right, you know what? Is that the game you're going to play? We'll go to war.
All right, coming up next, Bill Wells, the mayor of El Cajon, is coming back on the John and Ken Show. He wrote an editorial for California Globe at californiaglobe.com. One thing he pointed out when it comes to the vagrant problem, San Diego County, here we go with the homeless industrial complex. They have at least 65 homeless service providers in San Diego County, 65 organizations. And that was the crux of his opinion piece about what we've talked about. There seems to be an effort to continue this problem with the homeless industrial complex raking in the money. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app. Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.